producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. You can call in and, well, you can talk about anything. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And this is the Sunday edition. Ian is away at the, I don't know, some event. I think it's the local NHCLU, the statewide NHCLU event. And so, you got me. Now, yesterday what we did on Free Talk Live, to some extent we talked about the situation going on in Oregon, the UCC shooter. And I wanted to sort of juxtapose that against some of the things that have been going on in Iraq. Now, currently, I'm sure many of you know the news that in Iraq there are, there's a hospital. Doctors Without Borders was bombed by the United States government. And, you know, I'm sure they're really appreciative. Thanks so much for getting that done for us, guys. And it's, it's probably pretty frustrating for many people who are familiar with, watching these events unfold. At the same time, we're being told by the government that essentially, this is what I'm conjecturing, right? I'm not entirely certain that Barack Obama believes that some of your gun rights should be taken away. I don't think he said that. He said something to the effect of, we need to have a national conversation on it. So I want to have that conversation. Now, when I watch, say, Meet the Press, and the Democratic side is pretty clear who's on which side. The Democrats want to limit your gun rights. They want to, they want more background checks, better background checks. What we need is better background checks. Well, the same people that want to provide you with better background checks bombed a Doctors Without Borders hospital this week. Congratulations, guys. Way to show your utter failure. But this is what the government does. They're an organization that fails its way to more funding over and over. You wish you could fail this well. You can't fail like this. You've never been able to fail like this. When you fail in your life, you get less funding. Not the state. The state's funding just continues. It increases. Its power grows. And I'm just flummoxed. I'm flummoxed because there are grown people with great minds that live their lives every day and manage to make really good decisions, listening to my voice right now, that continue to believe that the government is going to provide them with a solution to problems. These are the last people we want solving this problem. Is the power, the draw of power so great? Is the siren's call of the state so powerful that you can't figure anything out except we must pass the law? That's the best solution you've got? The government had the UCC shooter. I don't have his name written down because I don't want to say his name. He was looking for attention, and so I'm not going to give it to him. He's dead. If I believed in hell, I would hope he was there. But he's not, and I don't really believe in hell, and I guess I don't hope anybody goes there. They had this guy for 13 years. In all likelihood, he was a government school student. It's possible he was a private school student, but I don't think so. So he's a government school student. 13 years they've got this guy. In 13 years, they can't figure out whether or not he's too dumb to have a gun or whatever. And somehow or another, I mean, he wasn't flagged for anything. Somehow or another, he's going to, now we're going to be, they're going to put up an apparatus that's going to figure out that this guy was a mess or something. I just, come on, guys. You are utterly incompetent. You bomb the hospitals that are trying to help people in the countries that you throw into disarray. You kill far more than mass shooters here in this country. And then when a solution comes along, you say, hey, give us some more power. We'll fix it. Now, I don't frankly think the Republicans are the ones to solve this problem either. Yes, I did see Meet the Press, and it was the Democrats that were advocating for more gun restrictions, because it's, well, it's death to the Republicans who advocate for gun restrictions. But the Republicans are no better. The Republicans oftentimes are just wanting to enforce the gun restrictions we currently have. 20,000 unconstitutional gun restrictions that we have in this country. When I read the United States Constitution Bill of Rights, it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and then it rambles on about a militia. It's a poorly written Second Amendment. However, when you look at the other documents on which it was based, it's pretty clear what was going on at the time. Is that the idea was is that a person had the right to have a gun to protect themselves and their families, their homes. And in New Hampshire, that's what it says in their second 2A is what the provision is. Well, you think that you're going to solve this problem by restricting the Second Amendment? That hasn't worked so far. It looks like mass shootings are on the rise. I don't know why mass shootings are singled out. When you look at gun crime generally, there's plenty of instances where people have managed to use guns to prevent crimes. But people say, when it comes to mass shootings, a gun's never been used to stop a mass shooting. So what we need is more gun restrictions, because mass shootings show up in the news. They're very newsworthy, and it disturbs me. Well, there's a lot of dying that goes on because of handguns in the United States. I wish I knew why that was. I wish I knew why, there were so many people shooting each other in the United States. I don't have a good solution for this. But I can tell you, taking away people's gun rights, I don't find that to be a particular solution. Sitting down with me right now is Rich Paul. Hey, appreciate you coming in, Rich. The thing that I'm talking about here is the Doctors Without Borders bombing. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
So I've got an article here from fpp.cc, and it talks about the Doctors Without Borders, which I guess they have a French name that they sort of prefer, something like Medicos Sans Frontieres or something like to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday morning, a trauma hospital run by Doctors Without Borders in Kunduz, Afghanistan, was hit by a series of aerial bombing raids at approximately 15-minute intervals, and in all likelihood, that was the United States. They're investigating to make sure, but since they're the only one flying airplanes over Afghanistan, chances are really, really, really good that the same people that want to take away your gun rights because some guy goes and shoots up his community college also bombed the hell out of a humanitarian hospital over in Afghanistan.
That they even have to look into it to find out if it was their bombs is kind of frightening. I mean, if I was walking around with great big explosive things, I would be keeping real good track of what I did with them.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to think that this is important.
Well, they can't say why it happened either, even if it's clearly their bombs, but they can't particularly say why. What happened? Oh, sorry about that. I mean, when you're dropping bombs, ultimately you're going to drop them in the wrong place at some point. This is one of the reasons you should be really careful about dropping bombs, but it seems like they're really into that bomb dropping thing.
Somehow Russia has managed, they claim, to do more damage to ISIS in one day than we did in a year. So what are they doing with all these bombs? Do they have any strategy or sense of what they're about?
I would be very, very careful to suggest that somehow the Russian military is in any way more efficient than the United States. That's what I think a lot of people that really want to get us into wars are saying. They're like, how come the Russians are better at this military stuff than we are? We're the U.S. of A. We've got so much more spending going on than the Russians, and they got boots on the ground. Yeah, I mean, I imagine they're doing something, but want nothing to do with that stuff. Let Russia play around in the Middle East if that's what they want.
Oh, absolutely. I think Obama just doesn't want to bomb his own terrorists.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Get your Play Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Rich Ball.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live, but we do bring show prep in, and I thought it was kind of important to point out that, well, the United States government has recently bombed a humanitarian hospital in the Middle East. At the same time, the leader of this organization, Barack Obama, is, I don't know for sure, let's call it ostensibly, demanding that your gun rights be restricted. You, who have not recently bombed a humanitarian hospital, you, who have not gone in and shot up a public university, I should say college. It's a community college. College, university is more than 4 years. College is 4 years, kind of thing.
And a community college is frequently 2 years.
Two, yeah. So you, who have not shot up your friends and neighbors in a classroom, you should have your gun rights restricted. It should be harder for you to get a weapon. It just amazes me how the government can fail its way to success. Nobody even questions it. Smart, productive people across the planet, because this isn't just the United States government we're talking about here, having problems with productivity and efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
This is all of them. This is the model of the state. This is what happens when you give people a monopoly. The people unquestionably believe that the government should take care of this thing or that thing or all these things. And I got to say, when a guy goes into a university where he had gone to school, community college, where he had gone to school for at least some period of time. So these people had some kind of knowledge of what this guy was like. He goes and does his thing, shoots the place up, kills a bunch of people. Apparently had a real vendetta for Christians, which is an interesting part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also went 13 years to the government school. They didn't figure out in that amount of time that for some reason they needed to prevent him from getting guns, because he legally obtained the guns that he has. He was completely above board, as I understand it, went in and killed 10 people or whatever he did. And then because he did this, we have to have a conversation about how we're going to take away your gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this conversation seems to be about. Nobody's laying on the table, you know what a good solution to this would be, is if everybody got a gun.
Well, I'll tell you, we are at the Church of the Invisible Hand. We actually are starting, we want to make one more gun-free zone. We want to make the White House a gun-free zone and disarm Obama's security until such time as he and the Congress have repealed every unconstitutional gun control law.
It's a good point that the people that, these people that advocate for your gun rights to be taken away have lots of people with guns hanging around them to protect them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Pope made a statement that anybody who invests in firearms should not consider themselves a Christian. And I saw a great picture of the monogrammed Swiss guard guns that his guards use. So I guess, Pope, if you're going to still call yourself a Christian, why don't you call in to Free Talk Live and explain why?
It's my understanding. So I posted something like that, and it was there were some people that were very upset about the post. The claim is, and I didn't spend a lot of time listening to what the Pope says. I've listened to enough statists in my life. I don't have to go listening to more. But one of the claim of these folks that disputed this meme that I put up, which was the Pope in a Pope mobile with a guy with a gun, like little arrows pointing around, the guys with guns running along the side of the Pope mobile.
Oh, I saw that one. I didn't know it was you.
It was a good one. And the dispute was that he was being very clear that he was talking about sort of gun traffickers. Now, I don't know who gets guns to people who need them besides a gun trafficker, gun manufacturers, these people. But nonetheless, that this was the fine print below the quote that was apparently taken out of context. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he also talked about investors, and, there's no stock market for illegal gun traffickers. So if he's talking about investors, he must be talking about investors and legal gun companies.
Yeah.
So I would say he's pretty much a liar on that.
Well, but he didn't post on my Facebook page. Only supporters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
his supporter was wrong.
I wonder how many likes the Pope would get if he posted on our Facebook page. It'd probably drive a lot of traffic.
It really would.
We've had as many as 18 million post views in a given week on Free Talk Live, but that's a pretty good week. Imagine it would be even better if the Pope just decided to post on one of our things. He doesn't need to. Plenty of lackeys. Mm-hmm.
Now, what week was it that you hit 18 million? What was going on?
It's been some time. I don't. We had a couple of good memes that were really riding, plus a video. There was a video of, I can't remember, the Gil Fulbright, this politician, fake politician, that was, you know, doing a fake political ad. And here's a picture of me pointing. Here's a picture of me patting some kids on the head. You know, like, it's just an amusing bit. And there's recently one out, another one, a follow-up to it. So it was very clever videos, and you should keep an eye out for them.
Oh, yeah.
So nonetheless, the Doctors Without Borders Hospital, I'm going to continue to read here. The main central hospital building housing the intensive care unit, emergency rooms, physiotherapy ward was repeatedly hit by hit very precisely during each aerial raid, while surrounding buildings were left mostly untouched.
Well, it's good to know their friendly fire is accurate.
Yeah, this is, whatever they're doing, they've got some bad intel. Doctors Without Borders adds the bombing took place despite the fact that the Doctors Without Borders had provided the GPS coordinates of the trauma hospital to coalition and Afghan military and civilian officials to avoid the hospital being hit. As a routine practice for Doctors Without Borders in conflict areas, they had communicated the exact location of the hospital to all parties in the conflict. To make matters worse, the hospital, already overwhelmed with a number of patients from recent fighting in Kunduz, was seized on Monday by the Taliban. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul expressed condolences but did not apologize for the attack. It's kind of strange. Well, both the U.N. mission, I mean, if you're going to express condolences, why not just say, yeah, sorry about that? Well, both the U.N. mission to Afghanistan and the Red Cross condemned the strike, saying it was unacceptable to undermine humanitarian organizations in the war zone. I don't imagine that the U.S. Intentionally bombed Doctors Without Borders. I could be wrong.
Well, you never know. Maybe somebody there had a secret.
I don't know. It seems ridiculous, but you never know. I mean, there's even if you get an apology and saying it was a mistake, you still never know why it was done. I mean, yeah. There's probably been plenty of enlisted men that have apologized for shooting their officer. Oops, sorry about that. Heat of the battle.
Yeah.
And you never know. This attack was abhorrent and a grave violation of international humanitarian law. We demand total transparency from coalition forces, said Mimi Nikoli, that's the president of Doctors Without Borders. Besides resulting in the deaths of our colleagues and patients, this attack has cut off access to urgent trauma care for the population of Kunduz at a time when its services are most needed. Now, I don't think anybody's all for this, right? Like, nobody's like, yeah, Doctors Without Borders got bombed. Just remember, this is the organization that wants to manage your gun rights. Mm. Same conversation going on at the same time this week. They can't manage bombs. Precise bombs.
Don't you want to be able to have a gun if they start bombing hospitals here?
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The number is 603, excuse me, that's our studio line. I can give it to you, but it doesn't really matter. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Sunday Night Edition, it's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
Ian is away at an ACLU dinner, apparently. They invited him for something, at some award dinner of some sort. I'm not entirely certain what's going on there. You can call in. What we're talking about here is this... bombing of a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan. If you want to save on pretty much everything that you buy in life, I've got a little news for you. You can go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com to get 15, 20, 25, 30, sometimes even more. My house recently had a purchase go at 40% off. Now, it's not complete yet, so I can't say, you know, it's all done, but it takes a little longer, it takes a little planning, but you know that you're going to buy certain things in life, and you can wait if you're for a savings. Saveatpurse.com. The trick is, you're going to have to use Bitcoin. Now, we recently had a Bitcoin advertiser. Sadly, it doesn't look like they're going to continue. I don't think they're going to continue, period, not just advertising. I think that they got kind of regulated out of business, but... nonetheless, if you can get some Bitcoins, you go to saveatpurse.com to use them. They actually sell them there, but they sell them at a price increase. So saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Dana calling in from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I don't know which one of you just said it in the last segment, but someone said about stated the hypocrisy of this administration who bombs a hospital but wants to take away your gun rights. Well, shame on both of you. Don't you guys realize after almost 8 years of this guy, hypocrisy is allowed, in fact, even encouraged on the left. It's part of their dogma. Don't do as I do, do as I say. And as far as the Pope, I am a Roman Catholic. This is the same Pope. You shouldn't be surprised of his hypocrisy. He had some kind of a consortium this summer and disallowed, barred anyone who did not purport to believe in global warming. So these people on the left, including the Pope, who is supposed to be a man of God and saving souls as a Roman Catholic, I'll tell you guys something. The Catholic Church is bleeding Catholic, and this guy is doing Catholicism no great favor. So between he and Obama, neither one of you should be surprised. And when I say shame on you, of course I'm saying that tongue in cheek.
That's fine. You make an exciting radio show, Dana, and I won't have a problem with it. I kind of wonder about this Pope. He gets more press than any Pope in my lifetime. Obviously, John Paul is, the majority of my lifetime, at least, that I was cognizant. I would think that that's good for the church, just getting the press, being sort of relevant and out there. But he seems to be driving away a certain percentage of Roman Catholics with his rhetoric.
I got to say he's rhetorically helpful to me because, I'm forming my own church, I'm writing my own theology, and a common criticism is, hey, Rich Paul, you're just making this up as you go along. And I say, well, so's Pope Francis. He's diametrically opposed to everything the Catholic Church has ever believed. I think he's still into the Jesus thing, but I'm not certain. He didn't mention it to Congress.
Right. You guys are, you're right on, both of you are. And I stumbled across an article, and believe me, when I say stumbled, I really had to dig. I wasn't looking for it. I was looking for something else. There is, and this isn't out there, this isn't being talked about, there is incredible turmoil in Rome because of what he is doing and the conservative faction that is right there around, that surrounds him, the higher up, the cardinals. Because he is going places he has no business being into. He's supposed to be saving souls, not the damn planet. Leave that to everyone else.
There's a couple of weird things about this Pope also. The Pope before him, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm sure you watch the Catholic Church more closely than I do, but he stepped down, which is something that hasn't happened before. And then I'm just not understanding, was there some sort of political sea change in the College of Cardinals who elected this Pope? Was there a lot of personnel change there
Yes, there was. He did good. There was a lot of corruption. All the bankers that were controlling the Vatican Bank and have for centuries were all Italians. And he got rid of all of them. He cleaned house. That was a very good thing because there was incredible corruption going on. But, with this nonsense, the problems he's causing is, okay, so he's telling America we need to take in all these refugees. And how many has he taken in? Again, I'm a devout Catholic, but just like our government, I love my country, but there are bad people that run it. And same with the Pope. We look at our history. We have not had, a brilliant history. We've had bad popes. The thing I don't like is if you are so concerned about all these refugees and you're pointing your finger at America, sticking your nose in our business, telling us who we should take in and who we should house, then how come you aren't selling that precious, priceless artwork to take care of all these people? Artwork that is only seen by the eyes of the Pope and the cardinals and certain who's who in the world.
I did go through the Vatican, and it is amazing the stuff they have there. Obviously, you saw the Sistine Chapel, but just the place is, you know, square footage wise, the most valuable place on the planet. It's amazing the amount of property they have there.
Yeah, but, and this guy is then, and I hate to switch topics, but then he's pushing socialism. Okay, now, like I say, I'm not a Christian, but as I recall, the quote from Jesus was, "Sell all that you have and give it to the poor." There was nothing about passing a law to force your neighbor to sell all that he has and give it to the poor. So I would say, I would echo your question about his socialist views, that maybe he should liquidate that golden throne of his and some of that artwork, as you point out, and he should start giving that to the poor, because C.S. Lewis says that it is not groups but individuals that are saved or damned.
Exactly. And you know what? After the comments you made about socialism and he's telling everyone else to sell what they have, but he's not selling his own, why don't you run for some public office? Because we need people like yourself who have their heads screwed on straight. See, that's another dogma of the left, that don't do as I do. I can ride around in my $40,000 Prius, but I'm going to dictate to you guys what you can and cannot do. And you're going to give all you have to everyone else. So you guys...
That $40,000 Prius is sweet, too. We went and looked at it, my wife and I, when we got the $30,000 Prius, which she's still paying on. And, man, that $40,000 one's nice. It's got really got the good stuff in it.
I don't hear you preaching. You don't tell others. And
the reason that I got the Prius, the reason I pushed for the Prius is that I wanted to reduce the amount of fossil fuels, specifically gasoline, because diesel fuel and those sorts of things can be easily taken from shale oil like they have here in the North American continent. I wanted to decrease my family's footprint on foreign oil, specifically Middle East oil, because, well, they kill people over that stuff, and I just don't want to be involved in it. Thanks so much, Dana.
But you guys present it a different way. You do what you have to. If all of us took personal responsibility, I don't have a problem with that. But don't you dare thump your finger in my chest and tell me I can't, and what I have to give up while you sit in your wealthy homes and drive, you know, your fly in your private jets all over the place. That I have no tolerance for that kind of nonsense. So,
thank you. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Talking about the Doctors Without Borders hospital that was bombed by the United States government, apparently, just a few, not that many hours ago, frankly. And been kind of across the board. But I think what's interesting is that the United States government is this organization, and frankly, all governments. I mean, this is an organizational model that claims to be a monopoly. There's really only one monopoly, and that is the state, because it simply finds other governing organizations that are more powerful than it to be abhorrent, or equal. They claim equal power to it to be abhorrent, and it's, you know, you'll find them fighting each other. Sometimes it's wars, sometimes it's in courtrooms, but they really just don't get along because they don't like the idea that there's competition for you and your property and your hard work and all these things. We were talking about the Syrian refugees. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
We were talking about the Syrian refugees in the last segment, and we haven't had much chance to talk about it, but I've done a little bit of looking into these Syrian refugees. Now, first off, what you need to understand is these folks are not your average sort of sheep shepherd in the hills of Afghanistan or something. These people lived in cities and they had jobs and, you know, much more westernized than your average person from some sort of, you know, fourth world country or whatever it is, highly undeveloped country. Much more developed country than most in the Middle East. These folks wanting to get away from the war-torn state that they're in, that makes perfectly good sense. Anybody would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people sort of a picture of like a really buff, like muscle-bound Syrian guy, and these are the poor, defenseless Syrian refugees that are trying to get into Europe. You know, like there's, you know, pointing out that this big buff guy, you know, whose body will absorb a bullet in about the same manner that yours will.
Right.
Who is not bulletproof, wants to live someplace where he's relatively safe. I see no problem with that. What I see a problem with is that in this country we have all kinds of rules about, the status of refugees. So first off, refugees get a great deal of more, you know, going over than sort of anybody else who comes to the country. You get a student visa or whatever, you're not going to be checked on nearly as much as a refugee. I believe the guys who did the 9/11 thing were all student visas. So, you know, these people were in the country legally in many cases. So the refugees get a great deal of checks to make sure that they're the right folks and everything like that. I do understand there are some changes going on that's going to make these maybe perhaps less rigorous, give more latitude to DHS to let folks in, whatever. I think the worst part is that a refugee immediately becomes eligible for welfare assistance.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that in what I find, you know, I don't know what that means, but that this it's the welfare assistance that upsets people so much. When you're talking about Americans not doing as well as they were, say, 5 years ago, being asked to give money to people, it upsets them. It's like, hey, who are they working as hard as I am? Are they doing as poorly as I am? Because I'm struggling. And that it's upsetting to people. Now, when you're talking about giving it to people from outside the country, they get even more upset. I don't see any particular reason for that. You know, why is it that I should be obliged to take care of somebody who's living in Poughkeepsie, New York, but not obliged to take care of somebody who's from Syria? I don't know. You know, why? What is this geographic reason that people have? But from a political standpoint, you're going to get people very upset. Now, the Syrians likely would come to whatever country they go to, they're going to be a big asset. One of the reasons Germany is trying to snatch them up, they're going to be an asset and they're going to be you know, beneficial where they are. But I can see why people are like, they're going to be on welfare, they're just going to be a drain. I get the point. If I imagine many of them would say, hey, just let me come in, I won't take a penny of your welfare. That should be an option. And if it's not an option, well, that's a problem with our you know, rules for refugee status, not a problem with the refugees themselves.
Yeah, there are strange things about this particular group of refugee, or at least I have seen reports that there are strange things about them. For example, the pictures that I've seen of Europe were almost exclusively male. So one of the interesting things is that they seem to be bringing a very limited number of women and children with them, at least into Europe. And I don't know what sort of refugee leaves his wife and children when he leaves. So that is something that has made me wonder, and I'm not normally a xenophobic person, but it has made me wonder what exactly are they up to.
Maybe, I'm just thinking
it would be very easy if you've got a million refugees crossing the border into Europe, it would be very easy to slip in 10,000 people with ill intent and hide them in that group, and they could cause a great deal of havoc, especially in a helpless and disarmed country like France or Germany.
Like all of them in Europe.
You know, I mean, they're not helpless militarily, but their people are helpless.
Sure. The people are The people are what's going to protect your nation in an invasion.
Yeah, you can look at the difference between the attack in France where they killed the people at the magazine and then they killed the cop compared to what happened in Texas where they showed up to kill some people and instead the people they showed up to kill killed them. You know, that's an option in America, but it's not in most of Europe. Switzerland, the most peaceful country in Europe, is the exception to that, of course.
I understand it's difficult to get a gun for personal protection in Switzerland, but a lot of people do have them. And
my
it has one of the highest.
Is that when their military service, which is mandatory there, ended, that they were expected to take the rifle home with them. That may have changed.
Yeah, I think that you can get the rifle, and a lot of people do, but one of the reasons that they have the rifle is basically to protect the country. It's more of a patriotic thing than anything else. Also, the weapon, the ammo for that rifle is generally kept in an armory in a centralized location. However, many of them have rifles for hunting and things like that. So a hunting rifle will kill you just as dead as an AR-15.
And do just as well for defense.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the AR-15 is basically a hunting rifle. They call it an assault weapon to make it sound like an AR-15 and an M-16 are the same. Well, I'll tell you, I've fired an AR-15 and I've fired an M-16. There's a great big difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is that with an M-16, when you pull that trigger once, you get a stream of bullets until you stop. With an AR-15, one trigger pull is one bullet.
You can set an M-16 for a semi-automatic.
You can set an M16 to semi-automatic, but AR-15 to full automatic. So
let's go
that's
to Ron.
A huge difference.
Let's go to Ron calling in Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, is Mark Edge there? I was talking about a extortionate means used on me in the state of Florida in order to cover up the fact that they denied me legal counsel, and it's been going on for 11 years. And I'm contacting the Attorney General. Pam Bondi in the state of Florida, and also Rick Scott as well. I'm going to be sending them a letter. What basically happened?
How's that going for you?
It's called stonewalling.
Okay.
You see, basically what they've done is, my sister basically extorted embezzled several million dollars from my father, and I caught her and I said, hey, because she's, did you say my or why?
I said, oh my. I've got about 45 seconds here, Ron. Wrap it up for me. I got about 45 seconds.
You mean you're coming on a hard break?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you folks some documentation if Mark Edge is still there. Because
that's
what I'm going to do is I'm going to shake, rattle, and roll this thing and make the people in Florida. This is a crime. And
what are they doing to you?
What are they doing to me? They set what's called a public record on me that keeps me from buying a firearm and also getting a decent job from all of the experience I've had in my life. I've had a lot of life experience that gives me the tools in doing a job that I can do.
What does this letter do? I mean, I've got a felony. It doesn't keep me from getting a job.
No, you don't understand. I was Baker acted and also a domestic violence complaint made against me by my sister.
That
keeps me from acquiring a firearm, and also it keeps me from getting certain federal jobs. I was in the military, and I have certain expertise in the military, and that gives me the ability to do certain things so the federal government gets paid well.
Best of luck, Ron. Let us know how it goes. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with service in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.